Well, let's talk with Robert Fisk, noted Middle East writer and commentator, joins us from Beirut. Let's get to the nitty-gritty of what's going on today on Wednesday. Ban Ki-moon's in town, efforts ongoing in Gaza. We're expecting to hear from Amr Moussa of the Arab League pretty soon. In the immediate future, where is this ceasefire coming from?
Well, it's not going to come from Mr. Ban, as I think we have to call him, and it's certainly not going to come from the Arab League. You know, I think in a way we're missing the point. We keep saying, where is the ceasefire going to come? There'll be a ceasefire when Israel wants one, which will probably be before Obama takes over in the White House. But I think the real issue here is to go back to the issue of international law, which we've been talking about in the programme already, and quite a lot of the Palestinians and the poor Palestinians, the refugees, have brought this up. You know, I think there's a very serious issue here about war crimes. Now, Hamas, I think, is probably committing a war crime by firing rockets at civilian areas. I think undoubtedly it is. But the Israelis are also committing war crimes, firing at schools, for example. And I think we should see perhaps an attempt to use international law to stop this war. There's another issue, which I always ask myself, and I'm not promoting this idea. Why don't those families and countries which are the recipients of such outrageous weapons, mostly made in the United States, sue the arms companies for the death and wounding of their families? For example, the Hellfire missiles, which are being fired by the Apache, American-made Apache helicopters over Gaza, are made by the Boeing Lockheed Martin company. Now, when those missiles explode among civilians in Gaza, why is there no mechanism to take those companies, Boeing and Lockheed Martin, to court for selling weapons to a country which uses them on civilians? Well, I'm not promoting this. I'm asking the question, why doesn't anyone do anything about this? Why doesn't one use international law? We're not talking about ceasefires. These are political games.
Okay, it's certainly an interesting issue, but just to get back into the politics just for a moment, isn't it time now for the Palestinian factions to get their act together, for Hamas to start some sort of conciliation process? If that happens, maybe we can get nearer to the goal of a ceasefire and a way forward after that.
Is the ceasefire a goal? Is that really a goal for the Israelis or Hamas? I mean, I think they're just going to go battling on as long as they can in the hope that both sides can claim victory. You know, when we talk about ceasefires, we're playing the game of Tony Blair. We must have a robust ceasefire. We must have a mechanism in place. Sure, that's great. But this battle is not about rockets being fired. Ultimately, it's about the isolation of Gaza and the sanctions put on Gaza because the people of Palestine, those pesky Palestinians, voted for Hamas in elections. It's not about the coup d'etat which Hamas staged, which it did, with 151 Palestinian dead, which we now forget, of course. It's about an election which was not acknowledged by the West. It was before the election, and once the Palestinians voted, it wasn't. We can talk about ceasefires. Look, a ceasefire is not a political option. It's a humanitarian decision. People like Blair and the UN are using it as a political option. You have a ceasefire to save people from being killed and wounded. And we, even on this program, are not talking about a ceasefire as a humanitarian gesture. We're talking about it as a political option to end the war. That is not how ceasefires come about.
So, Robert Fisk in Beirut, we'll have to leave it there for the time being. Thank you very much indeed for your time.
You're welcome.